Romans 8:15 says, "You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Welcome to Spirit of Adoption Radio, where we soar above all the darkness of this world and see things in the light of God's eternal perspective. Now, here's your hosts, Kevin and Tabitha Lavelle.
Everybody, shalom. We're so thankful and blessed that you would choose to join us today for episode number 22 of Spirit of Adoption Radio. I'm Kevin, and with me, as always, is my dear wife, Tabitha. How are you today, Sophia?
I'm doing really good. I think we both got tears with that song.
Yes.
Just remembering when he won my heart. I was 22 years old when he won my heart, and this is episode 22. But I'll never forget when he won my hard heart and when he overcame everything. And I remember there were tears because tears were always something that I was afraid to show. Because from my background, tears were a sign of weakness. And when Jesus broke my heart and melted the heart of ice, the tears were just like the ice melting off of my heart, and the softening was happening, and it was a winning. And I can truly say that when I was 22, Jesus won my heart. And there's nothing more precious than that. There's nothing more precious than tears when he breaks your heart with his love for you. This total undeserved love and grace, and where you just fall in love with him and never look back. And that's what happened in my life.
Amen. When we fall in love with Jesus is different than what the world says about falling in love.
Yeah.
They fall into a trap.
Right.
But when we fall on Jesus, and we're broken and we have tears. And he takes control, and all of our brokenness and all of our pain and our hurts and all of the effects of sin in our life, he redeems it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a redeemer.
Yeah.
Our redeemer lives.
Yes.
And he redeemed me from the garbage can.
Yeah.
My life was in a dumpster, and it didn't look redeemable.
Right.
Because my life was very filthy, unclean, and I saw that condition, and the Lord won me, and he wanted me.
Yeah.
He wanted me. He wanted me when I was that person. I was a wretch.
Yeah.
Oh, wretched man. Right? Who will save me?
Yeah.
Thanks be to God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He redeems us from the dunghill.
Yeah.
That's what our life was without him.
Absolutely.
But he wanted us.
Wow.
He wanted us. He came down into this dump, this world.
Yes.
He came down here to redeem us.
Mm.
And then I just said, Lord, redeem me. If you will take me, take my life and let it be consecrated to thee.
Mm.
And I said, I never thought I needed you, but now I know I need you more than anything in this world. I don't need anything but you.
Mm.
And I gave up.
Yeah.
I gave up and I was 22 years old.
Mm.
And that's a beautiful thing that God did in his foreknowledge, knowing the both of us.
Yeah.
He redeemed us when we were 22 years old.
Mm. Wow.
Then he brought us together in him, right?
Yes, he did.
And it was just a sign from him that, you know, he had a plan.
Mm.
He had a plan.
Yeah.
To make the two one.
Amen.
And I'm so much more blessed that both of us were 22 when the Lord saved us.
Yeah.
And he's still saving us.
Mm.
He's still yes. our Savior.
Amen. Absolutely.
And he will save us.
Yes. I was about 19 when I started realizing that the Lord was actually courting me and he was really working in my life. Now, I think he was drawing me long before that, but it hit me when I was 19 years old. And it's interesting what you said about your testimony, because I got to the point where I was so tired of living my life the way I was living. At age 19, I prayed to God for the first time in a long time, probably since maybe 3-4 years. I prayed. The first time I prayed, I said, God, I don't want my life anymore. Would you please take it and do what you want to do with it?
Yeah.
And that was a powerful prayer. I wasn't even born again yet, and I was praying to God. I prayed to him. And it was this, I had this zeal to leave everything behind and pack everything that I could pack in my car. And I was living in Phoenix, Arizona at the time, and just move up to California to be with my parents, to live with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a pivotal moment in my testimony where God was able to really get me alone with him a lot more. And I started listening to Christian radio, and I started, it was like this courtship where he was starting to win my heart. And then it took about 3 years, but when he actually won it, and when I was born again, there was this total transformation. It was like the lights went on completely. My life was totally new at that point.
Amen. Well, he who wins souls is wise, and there's none wiser than Jesus.
Yeah.
And he sought us and he bought us, right?
Mm, yes.
He was seeking you, seeking me before we ever knew him.
Mm, yes.
Right? He was seeking to redeem us.
And radio was a big part of my testimony because I listened to Christian radio, and that's where a lot of seeds were planted in my heart towards the gospel, and not someone necessarily meeting me on the street, but me listening to radio all in my own little space, listening to these things that God was really working on my heart and softening and getting me ready to prepare me for what he had for me.
You were truly won by love. We were won by love.
Yes. Amen.
Right? His kindness led us to repentance.
Yes.
He showed us our condition, though.
Yeah.
He truly is the great physician. A good physician who really cares about your health is going to tell you the truth about yourself.
Yeah, the one who loves you is always going to tell you the most truth, even if it hurts.
Right.
If they love you.
And he did that in our lives.
Yeah.
And we came to this agreement with him.
Yes.
It's good to agree with God.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
And he lifted us up out of a horrible pit and set our feet upon a rock and put a new song in our mouth, a song of praise to our God. And that's why we're here today.
Yes.
We're praising you, Lord God. We do. We praise you for our salvation, Lord.
Mm.
And so he was drawing you with cords of loving kindness. Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father draws him.
Mm, yes.
And so it's that drawing. I remember that too, dear. Before I knew the Lord, I remember the drawing.
Mm-hmm.
I can never forget it because I was actually living in sin and filth.
Mm-hmm.
I was dirty. And I remember becoming aware that the Lord was after me, seeking me, wooing me, convicting me, persuading me, winning my heart, as we sang.
Yes.
And I started praying, but I was still in sin.
Mm,
I started praying. Like, I'd pray about things of my life, like worldly things, which I never did before. But I started praying, oh God, help me in this business deal. Oh God, help me in this job. And it was all just me centered and things, but he was working on me.
Mm.
He was working on me.
Yeah.
But he worked on me to the point where it was just this loving pressure, and I felt it building, and I started to become more and more aware of this big burden of sin. That's what God does.
Yeah.
This weight.
Right.
You become more and more aware of this weight,
because
it's always been there.
Yeah.
But the enemy has lied and covered it up and got you focused on other things, and it's always been there. It's been building. We're treasuring up, the Bible says, for ourselves wrath that will be revealed in the day of wrath.
Right.
Our sin has consequences.
Mm.
And I started to become aware of this heavy, heavy burden.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the cross.
Yeah.
And I had a fear of dying. This thing was going to push me down to hell. That I was deserving it. And I had a fear and a terror. It says, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. I started to become aware of the terror of the Lord.
Yeah.
I was going to die in my sins, and I had a fear that caused me to run to the cross, to the love of Jesus.
Yes.
And he delivered me and
like
washed me.
Christian on Pilgrim's Progress, right?
Yeah. And he washed me, literally.
Me too.
I got saved taking a shower, so I'm not ashamed.
Right.
I cried out to God. I was being washed.
Yeah.
And he washed me clean. I got saved.
Mm.
And so I praise God for that, because it was symbolic.
Mm.
I was unclean. I was dirty. And the Lord cleansed me and cleansed me.
Mm.
And he enlisted me as a soldier in his army.
Wow.
His love army, right?
Amen.
And now we know the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so 22 is a very special number. It's my favorite number. It's got to be my favorite number.
Me too.
22. Amen.
Those who love us and know us, they know.
Is 22 your favorite number too?
Yes. Two.
Did you get that?
Two. Yes.
So
absolutely.
We had to do this special number 22 episode since we'll never have that opportunity again.
Yeah.
And number 22.
We were actually married on the 22nd of November.
Yeah. And that's no coincidence.
No,
the Lord just took control of our life when we were 22. Then later brought us together.
Yes.
And planned to have us married on 22.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So it always reminds us about our first love in so many ways, the number 22.
That's right.
In fact,
our first love with Jesus.
Yeah.
And then
our love together.
First love together.
You know,
that's right.
It's good to remember that. As married couples, you know, remembering that time when God brought you together and that newness and just the wonderful first moments that you get to share together as a married couple. And in fact, we try to remember this every month.
You've got something right here on the table.
Yes. My husband put our marriage covenant, our marriage vows right here on the table.
It's a covenant, really, right? It's a covenant.
It's a covenant, our marriage covenant, to remind us of that day that we made that covenant before God and before men.
That's right.
To be faithful to one another, to death, to us part, and so many other beautiful things that we were able to come under covenant with together that special day. So we celebrate every month, we celebrate a month-iversary is what we call it.
Yeah, so you don't have to just have an anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married and the Lord brought you together, you're married in the Lord, you want to honor him and you want to remember your first love with your husband or wife to becoming one. It's a picture, of course, the mega mysterion, the great mystery, right?
Yes.
Christ and the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing a mystery. And when our marriages are in him, and we glorify him, it reveals that mystery to other people of what God wants for everyone. He wants everyone to enter into that relationship with him, which a loving, godly marriage shows that relationship that God wants.
Mm-hmm.
It reveals it.
Yes.
That's what God wants. Mm. Of course, it's infinitely deeper, infinitely closer.
Yes.
Because as much as we are close because of mm-hmm. Christ, I can't live in your spirit.
Right. Right.
His spirit testifies with our spirit. We are children of God. So Christ in you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's infinitely closer, infinitely greater. But this is just a picture.
It's a shadow of something deeper.
Of the great reality. So it's wonderful to do a month-iversary. So then you get to remember, and it helps you remember your first love also, because it's a picture of our relationship with Jesus. And we need to remember that first love.
Yes.
The first above all firsts, right?
Mm-hmm.
There should be no rival.
Nothing would trump that.
Like Keith Green, I love the song. I pledge my wife to heaven for the gospel. As I told her when we wed, I'd surely rather be found dead than to love her more than the one who saved my soul.
Mm, wow.
Right?
It's powerful. Yeah.
Like, I love you because of Christ. I have an everlasting love in my heart for you.
Mm.
But Jesus said, if we love anyone more than him,
then we're not worthy.
Father, mother, son, daughter, wife, even your own life, then we're not worthy to be called his disciples.
Mm.
And he actually went so far as to say that our love for our closest relationships should seem like hatred compared, not that we're to hate anyone,
right?
But compared to our love for him.
Mm. Wow.
Compared.
Yes.
You see? So my love for you is great because of his great work in me.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to the love for the Savior himself, it cannot be rivaled.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
But the good thing is, when you are loving Jesus like that, mm-hmm. and I'm loving Jesus like that, we're going to love each other as he loves us.
Yes.
With and that triangle. You see that triangle?
Yes.
That's the way.
Right. When we're when we're focused upward, then the horizontal, it's like a picture of the cross. When our focus is, you know, vertical, then the horizontal relationship between the two of us is right. You know, Amen. It's a blessing.
Amen. So just want to encourage anyone who's married in the Lord, maybe some newlyweds that we know, that you can celebrate the month-iversary.
Hey, that's right.
Amen.
Go on a little date together.
Just
say
use
your
it.
Say your covenant together. Make your covenant together every month, you know, just to make it fresh. Remember it.
Yeah, remember.
So you don't
celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's
celebrate
right.
it. And it points us to the great wedding feast to come.
Yes.
It helps us every month to look forward to the wedding feast that's coming.
Amen.
Right?
It's true.
Because our marriage covenant right here on the table, it points us to the greater.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we're not going to be married. Jesus said,
right.
There's no marriage in the kingdom of God because
right.
we're going to be married to him.
Amen. We're going to just be brother and sister again.
That's
like
right.
we were before.
We have one bridegroom.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. But I know that the Lord uses you to help me to get closer to him.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
And
yeah,
hopefully the Lord uses me to help you get closer to him.
Absolutely.
That's the goal.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the goal.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. And also, if anyone listening doesn't have that first love with Jesus, then you need to put him first.
Yes.
And you need to decrease. Just say, Lord, I decrease. I want to be nothing, and I want you to be everything, because you are everything. Truly. If you have him, you have everything.
Yes.
He's the first and the last. He's the way, everything. He's not just the first, he's the last. He's the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, and he is the way.
Yes.
So he is all in all, and he wants to be all in all, of your life.
Mm.
So if you don't have him as your first love, he wants to be your first love.
Yes.
He wants to be first in your life.
That's right.
And if he's first in your life, he's going to order your life the way it should go.
Yes.
And he has a plan for your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he wants to be in charge. Because he loves you, he knows you, he knows what's best for you, and you don't.
Yes.
Just confess it. Just tell it to him. Just give him your heart. Let him win your heart, like we sang.
Mm-hmm.
Win my heart. Win my heart, Lord. My heart is yours. Give me a new heart.
Yeah.
I'm done. I surrender to you. I give you control. Now you make me what you want me to be.
Yes.
Wash me, cleanse me, make me a new creation.
And that and cross, that cross is a picture of the death that is required. Yeah. We need to count the cost. Yes, we're going to suffer. Yes, there's going to be a dying that's going to happen. We're going to have to die to ourselves to enter into that covenant. That
birth.
Blood covenant of that blood that was shed on the cross for us, we have to die first to ourselves, to our desires, to our pride, to our idols. We have to die to everything. And we have to say, Jesus, not my life. I want your life. I want you. I want your life. I want you living inside of me. And he will never deny his Holy Spirit from you if you ask, if you cry out to God and say, God, I really need your Holy Spirit. I need you to fill me. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. He wants that for you.
That's right. You just have to empty yourself.
Repent.
You just empty yourself and you don't stay empty. Mm. You empty your life. You empty it all out.
Yes.
Empty it all out. Don't leave anything. Empty it all out and then say, it's all yours, Lord.
Mm.
Now you come in me.
Yes.
Come in my life and live through me.
Mm.
Live your life through me.
Amen.
And you will be so close to the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord wants to dwell within us. That's not like anything in this world.
No.
It's out of this world. My kingdom is not of this world.
Hmm.
And his kingdom will come inside of you.
Yes.
And the lights will go on.
Mm.
And all things will be made brand new. You'll be born again into the family of God. And you'll see things from above.
Yeah.
And this world is not your home anymore. You'll be able to say, this world's not my home. I'm just passing through.
Mm.
My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue, like we sang in the last episode. So I won't sing the whole thing again. But you'll be heaven bound.
Yeah.
Amen.
You're
not hell bound, but heaven bound.
Yes.
Amen.
And you're going to be starting the adventure of a lifetime because
Hallelujah.
The moment that you surrender to Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior and your everything and your love, that's when the adventure begins. And
that's right.
He'll take you places that you never dreamed you would go.
That's right. And if you're 22, I'd say this message is for you. But. If you're not 22, it's still for you.
Amen.
Praise God.
That's right.
Don't wait. I would say don't wait till you're 22.
Mm-hmm.
When you have knowledge of this truth and you have knowledge of your sin, it's time.
Take the opportunity.
It's time.
Yes.
There's no time to waste.
Mm-mm.
No time to waste. The time is short.
Yeah.
So some people, when they're young, they're in their teens, they think they're little gods.
Yeah.
They think they're immortal.
Yeah.
But they're not.
No, I used to work in the emergency room and there were people that died of every age, young and old. Every day that I was working in the emergency room, maybe not every day, but almost all the time, we would see people dying, different, really young ages, people that never expected that they were going to be dying that day. So we don't know. It's never promised us. Tomorrow is not promised.
That's right. Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Now is the time. Now is the time.
Today is the day.
That's right.
Don't harden your heart. If you hear God's voice, it's not about us. It's not about Kevin and Tabitha here from Spirit of Adoption Radio. This is about God's voice. If you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Surrender. Soften your heart.
That's right.
You'll be glad you did for all eternity.
Yeah, you'll never regret it.
Amen.
Never regret it. But if you wait and you put it off and you harden your heart and you end up dying in your sins, then there's another promise for you.
Mm.
He says on the day of judgment, everyone, there'll be a resurrection of the dead.
Mm.
It says some will rise to everlasting life, but some will rise to everlasting shame and everlasting contempt. Contempt is where you hate yourself.
Mm.
And who will hate themselves more than those who rejected their own mercy?
Mm.
Those who rejected the grace of God and traded it for some worthless idols.
Yeah.
Be everlasting shame and contempt. Don't let that be you.
Mm.
Anyone listening who's not right with God, who doesn't have that first love in Jesus, don't let that be you.
No.
Please.
Maybe someone hurt you in the past and they were supposed to be a good example to you, but they failed. Just remember that Jesus has never failed you. Even though that person failed, maybe they fell into sin, maybe they're on their way to hell now.
Mm.
But you don't have to follow them.
No.
You can be faithful to the one who's always been faithful to you, and that's Jesus. He's never failed you.
That's right.
Man will fail you, but he will never fail you.
Amen. He is the friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Yes.
Friendship with this world is to make yourself an enemy of God.
That's right.
God wants you to be his friend. And there is no one who has been a friend to us more than Jesus.
No.
So be a friend of God. Amen. He wants everyone to be his friend. He wants to be a friend to everyone. The friend that sticks closer than a brother, closer than anyone. Isn't that wonderful? God himself?
Yeah.
Nothing greater.
The enemy would really try to misrepresent that too and confuse that in people's minds, but he's been the most faithful friend ever. I just want to thank everyone for listening to Spirit of Adoption Radio and just hearing what we shared today on the topic of adoption, spiritual adoption, and remembering your first love. We just want to say that this was a little bit different episode, but we are just so thankful that God has given us the opportunity to share these things, share some of our testimonies with you, share about some of our love for each other and some of our love for the Lord, just to hopefully spur you on and encourage you towards love and good works in your own life.
Yes.
We just also want to thank our listeners in Kenya, to everyone in the Migori, Kenya area. I'm just waving at you right now with
my hand.
Hey.
I don't know if we're waving the right direction, but we're waving.
We're waving from our studio saying
hi. We love you.
We love you. And most of all, Jesus loves you.
Amen. And infinitely and immeasurably more.
Yes. He shed his blood for you and he's worthy of your life. So,
and he's in Kenya. Jesus is in Kenya.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And no matter what your life looks like, Jesus wants to redeem it and he wants to show you his incredible love for you. So as always, please feel free to visit our episode blogs at adoptionairfare.com/soar, where you can read testimonies and see pictures of some of the families that we've had here on Spirit of Adoption Radio. If this is your first time listening, we have 21 other episodes for you to catch up on. So find the podcast platform of your choice and make sure you listen to those. I think there's a lot of testimonies in there that could encourage you.
Yes.
Look us up, Spirit of Adoption Radio, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and lots of other ones. So we just want to thank you all for listening here to Spirit of Adoption Radio.
Amen. And remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Amen?
Amen.
We're not to fear COVID-19.
That's right.
But he has given us a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. He has everything under control. So look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And may the Lord bless you as you seek him today.
Maranatha.
Thanks for listening to Spirit of Adoption Radio. You can reach us through our website, adoptionairfare.com. Also, please subscribe and leave us a review on the listening platform of your choice. Lord willing, we'll see you next time. Maranatha.